Guess who's back?
Buck Norris is back.
He bailed out of jail.
I got done with my Trump rallies and came back for the people.
He's back. I know you guys were concerned. I know there was concerns. We wanted to address those concerns by immediately tell you that he's supporting Trump. He doesn't feel like Trump let him down in all this. And, you know.
I'm here with my comedy stimulus package for the people.
It's a thing.
One joke per household.
How's everything been for you? The people missing you?
It's been good. I think it's been 3 days. Hopefully they didn't get too bent out of shape.
Yeah. How was the holding tank?
It was rough. A lot of different... it was like a human zoo I always talk about.
Kind of like going
there to... There was one of each in the holding pen.
Kind of like going to the Costco in Duluth.
There's one of each in the holding pen.
You want a real example of diversity, feel free to go to the Costco over there
in Duluth.
Big shout out Duluth, Georgia. I like
it's kind of like the
United Nations.
No, that's the DeKalb Farmers Market. That is the melting pot right there, DeKalb Farmers Market.
Was it you who was telling me that they went there yesterday? And there wasn't anybody at all wearing masks or whatever. It was kind of a thing. Were we talking about on the podcast?
I think they actually have bat for sale there.
Oh, man.
Back in the meat department.
Freaking bat.
Maybe they got like a soy bat, whatever the vegetarian alternative is.
It's a crazy thing to eat.
Soy bat.
What? Is that a Chinese food now officially?
Yeah.
Is that how it's categorized?
Bat? Yeah.
When you're using your food racism, is that where you're going with it?
Is that food racism?
Sure.
Why is that?
Well, you're associating one race with only one kind of food.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that.
I mean, I know Italians are kind of known mainly for pizza, but do you think the Chinese want to be only known for tainted bat?
What do they test? How do they test bat for? They have like cave inspectors that go to the cave farms?
That's a Dave Koshner question right there. Chicken of the Cave guy probably could tell us all about that.
He had some. He's almost like Nostradamus when it comes to the food world with that whole Chicken of the Cave.
The predictions.
The layers. The layers.
I want to know how much technology went into, from the aliens into that.
I thought Anchorman was just an on-point, goofy-ass comedy. I didn't know it was so substantially relevant.
It's one of the greatest things that ever... I mean, name five movies better than Anchorman in that comedy genre.
That's a hard one.
Waiting.
There's not many. Like Caddyshack, maybe.
What?
Is Caddyshack better than Anchorman? No.
Yeah, Caddyshack's definitely better than Anchorman. But that's a whole different, like... It doesn't go in there with the greats like that. Super greats.
Maybe like 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, man. Those are all solid-ass movies, but they're not going to go down as classics per se. You got to crack a big-ass fucking nut to be talking about on some Caddyshack Animal House level, bro.
Yeah. The Founders Club, we'll call them.
Fuck yeah, bro. National Lampoons, all that came out of Harvard. Harvard's responsible for a lot of things we probably don't give it credit for, actually. I'd like to point that out.
Like trying to steal stimulus money? Thanks, Harvard, for giving back the money.
Really? There was a stimulus situation with those guys?
Yeah, supposedly the Harvard, whatever their foundation is, their Scholastic Foundation filed for relief. But when they looked at it, they already had
plenty. Are you talking about
of...
the bastards that go around doing book fairs at middle schools?
No.
Because...
there's nothing wrong with a quality book fair.
Bro, I used to get down so hard with that shit. My parents were not the best, so they didn't give me the most. So, I had to get...
One time they brought Dungeons & Dragons books to the book fair, and that was pretty special.
At my school, that wouldn't have been a special thing. That would have been a trap. We would have kept a record.
Been a trap.
We would have kept a record of who went over to that.
Yeah.
catch them after school for the easy ice cream.
I did a little Dungeons and Dragons back in the day.
Why is this not very surprising to anybody? Surprise. It's not a surprise.
That's how I made my imagination.
Is that where your quick wit came from?
My imagination muscles.
Oh, wow. I could see you with your horrible lawyerness trying to make some arguments with your gargoyles. I could see you getting
down. Dude, speaking about horrible lawyerness, I've been watching Better Call Saul. Holy shit. I've binged that. That's where I've been, actually. I've been sitting in front of the TV watching that show. I'm on like season 4, and I started on Monday. I'm knocking out like a season a day. So do the math on how much TV I'm watching. Surprised I can see you right now. Surprised I'm blind.
I thought you were. I didn't think you even noticed that the screen wasn't on over there. just thought you thought it was a normal situation.
It's like when my dad was alive. When he got older, I used to fuck with him and tell him we put some shades on him and tell him he's going to. When he went blind, we're going to tell him he's going to fucking Disneyland. He'd smile on his face, and we're going to take him to the old folks home. I don't know how that tied into the story, but I felt like getting that out. Somehow that came to the surface. It bubbled up, so I had to get it out.
You're a classy guy. That's what we want to. That's the impression that you leave with these stories.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Going back to your Saul ways, Better Call Saul. What's your favorite food that's not American?
I love everything from Spain.
Everything from Spain?
Yeah. Their tapas or just that whole culture over there is fantastic.
Yeah. You like Dominican food?
Like, really, what is? I mean, are you talking about the plantains, beans, and rice? Some pork chunks? I mean, what? I don't know. That being racist in my comments about Dominican food.
Hey, Junior.
I like any good Cuban influenced.
So we got Junior. What's your origin, Big Daddy?
I'm Haitian.
Haitian.
Yeah.
Tell us what you know about Dominican food. We got Junior on the line in studio. Not
Junior. What's up?
What's poppin'?
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. Y'all funny as hell.
Some would call it funny. Some would call it stupid as hell. But it works.
That's Silas speaking.
It works.
I don't feel that way about it. I believe in myself, Junior. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Yeah. I see the hard work.
No lack of confidence with that man over there.
Listen, Junior's seen me put in some fucking hours.
Blind confidence.
Listen. Lou is a whole nother person. Listen to this character. He's the most hardworking man I know right now.
That's sad.
You've been staying in a lot, haven't you?
He knows I put in that work. I'll be up all night trying to make these social things work.
This man will come to Miami. It'll be freaking 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, where you at?
Oh, no, I've been in the car with him when he's making those phone calls. I'm like, should you be calling people that late at night? He's like, shut the fuck up. Junior, we're going to call him.
If you ever put together a collage of the photos of me heading to the airport leaving Miami, that would be an impressive collage.
Not for real.
There's been plenty of times where I went to the airport because my whole move in Miami was, why get a hotel room when I could stay up all night, which I'm going to do any damn way, and just go straight to the airport?
Yeah.
Well, you combine that with a lot of other situations and not have slept a few days before.
And leaving late.
It can get kind of crazy, especially hauling ass through traffic in the morning like that with no peripheral vision.
Or leaving the Sheraton with only minutes to spare.
Yeah, with no peripheral vision because I'm that tired and my brain's not functioning. But it's good times.
That day was at IHOP. Was looking for IHOP to go eat.
Oh, man. I got a good IHOP story. I got to get AO1 and Kiko Hayes on the cast one day. I'll talk about the story where I saw Kiko die that time. So. Shout out to Kiko Hayes. His birthday was yesterday, right?
I think it was.
What? Happy birthday, Kiko.
Hayes and Kiko Hayes.
So, Junior, you're Haitian?
Yeah.
And if my geography is not wrong, the Dominican Republic and Haiti, don't they share an island? So.
Yeah, they literally, right, like, they kiss each other.
Yeah, oh, they kiss each other.
It's just one take care of the other one better. The other
is
one
it kind of like if you're, you call a Puerto Rican man Mexican? Is it like that? No, you guys get angry no. like that?
Oh, that's nah, not. They all black. Cause I was just
they all black.
I was in DR.
I'm aware of that.
They all got big butts and curly hair.
What? Listen, if I go to Haiti, the girls in Haiti will have y'all. You'll be like, I can get you, and you.
I heard they all have AIDS, though. That's what Lou told me.
That is not what I said. You know, I'm a big fan of the Haitian people. So.
Hey, listen, even the grandmas, you're going to be like, how old you is? Them grandmas be looking good.
What?
All they do is walk. They got nothing else to do but walk.
So you're saying Silas can get down there and really fucking run long dick game on grandmas?
Get some of that elder puss?
And listen, you can have like
better call Saul once again, bro.
Elder law.
See what's happening.
I'll practice elder law.
He's gonna get in there and write wills for old people. It's like bird law, always sunny.
And listen, they love older
elder
men
puss.
Too.
One time, Junior brought me some Haitian food.
Oh yeah, I remember the griot.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was, but there was chunks of something in there. It was
He's not a big food experimenter. That Lou.
No, man, I told him to bring it. I ate what they brought. You know, I ate a lot of Cuban food in Mexico. I mean, not Mexico, and might as well be Mexico and damn Miami.
What I can remember though, you don't like a lot of you don't like a lot of vegetables.
I do if they're like good, right? If they're quality vegetables, I don't want a bunch of raw onions on some shit. I'll eat the fuck out of some vegetables. I love some broccoli and cauliflowers and all that shit.
Oh, if it's cooked, maybe right. I'm confusing you with something else.
Butter beans, baked beans, all that. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm from Georgia,
beans.
Man.
Beans.
75% of our meals coming up were consisting of like beans and vegetables. So, and they were delicious. Green fried tomatoes.
Really, the Mitchums were cooking collards?
There's some. I wouldn't say the Mitchums. But there's some.
The other household you invaded?
There's some shit going on. What the fuck's up with Junior, man? What are you working on? Junior, so you guys know, is a producer, owns a marketing company, dope videographer.
Photographer.
He's a...
Engineer.
He's lightly autistic in all these ways. He's just all over the spectrum, so...
I'm mentally challenged. That's what I call myself.
He can do it all. How do you feel now, America? Junior's running circles around you bitches.
Yeah. How many of you out there feeling inadequate right now?
It's all right to cry.
For real.
It's all right to cry, America.
Listen, getting it from Lou is like it's like catching an award, man. Cause this dude, boy, is a hard cookie to impress.
He's much nicer on the podcast, I see. He talks to a lot of people. Yeah, he's a fucking asshole to most people, but when they get on the podcast, he's all nice.
I'm like, hey,
so what's Junior been up to? What's Junior?
I thought somebody else.
Yeah, does Lou have a sister?
Listen, Lou I'm trying to. I got a long time to be doing this, so I can't piss everybody off the riff, man. I gotta show others that you can come on the cast and not get your ass shredded to pieces. So.
Hey, I was ready. I was waiting for
Junior.
Like,
but just understand this, Junior. We're waiting to get a couple of these people on here. We're gonna rip them pretty good.
Look, so Junior has seen me in action before.
Yeah, and listen, Lou was like, I was like, hey, listen to this song record. Tell me what you think about this. He like, it's whack. I'm gonna tell you it's trash. I was like, okay. And I played it, and he stayed quiet. He ain't say nothing. I was like, shit. He ain't like that shit.
He doesn't pay many compliments. He's real good at the cut, like the sarcastic cutdowns and the
So check it out, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're dating chicks, right? The easiest way to get any chick you want.
Junior likes chicks. Junior likes chicks.
Treat all the chicks like shit, right? Then the one chick that you want to fuck with, just be nice to. Because she's going to go to the other motherfuckers and be like, yo, you're not going to believe this shit. So that's how I got to do people sometimes. People I like, and then when I'm nice to them, they're going to be like, holy fuck. But listen, I'll let the fruits of my merits or whatever always speak as far as me trying to take care of other people. How about that?
Man, I'm with you on that one.
That's all I'm going to say. And then I'm going to Keith Ross you. Big shout out to Keith Ross.
Shout out to Keith Ross.
Keith Ross.
Queef Ross.
Oh, Keith Ross, I hope you're doing well.
What was that? Keith Ross.
What's that smell? So what's up with Miami, man? How are they handling the lockdown?
In Miami, a bunch of crackheads.
Makes sense.
People.
So nothing changed during the virus? Everything's the same?
Nope. Listen, when I was just in Georgia, like a couple days ago, it was so strict. Best Buy said you got to go online and see what's available at the store, then you order. In Miami, man, Best Buy open like it's no tomorrow.
What? There's
all these places.
Where'd you find an orderly process in Georgia? Most of it's been kind of...
When I went, we was in Douglasville.
So, oh, okay, yeah.
So Walmart was open. Best Buy didn't let nobody in.
You knew Walmart was open. That stimulus check changed the game for some rednecks.
For what? Over here, too, for these Haitians and Americans over here. To the point, they're telling you ways to get the money. I'm like, I never know I can get the money this way.
Shout out to Haitians.
Yeah, them Zos. They doing their thing.
I'm going to give a shout out to everybody in Miami because I ain't got to be down there. I'll be coming back there as soon as they list these travel restrictions. I'll be more happy to come down there and hang on your beaches.
I'm trying to time it perfect to where I could like fly to Australia for $10 and it'll be okay to fly when I book it.
I just want to document this.
And listen, flying to Atlanta was only $34 or $37.
What?
Oh yeah, I believe it.
And then
what's the airline? What'd you fly? American?
JetBlue, I think.
Okay.
JetBlue. And I was in first class. I was like, this is our first
what?
Class?
$39 first class?
I don't think it was $39. I ain't paid for it. But the ticket I picked was $35 and he paid for more, but hey.
Okay. You
know? But I'm like, this.
He upgraded you to first class for $15. He's like, man, tell me. I mean, don't say I never didn't take care of you, Junior.
Shit.
I make it a point to only take the Greyhound in pandemics. So.
Now, I learned a lesson because that flight was so scary. Man, I'm like.
What was so scary about it? The fact that you were the only person on the plane? You thought it was a
joke?
You thought you were William Shatner from the original Twilight Zone movie?
It was 90 people on that
He was plane. On the wing!
When was the last time you rode on a Greyhound, Junior?
Man, I don't remember. When I escaped Atlanta
I and believe
came
it.
Down here with my mom.
Got out of the Fed prison. When was the last time you were on a Greyhound, Fuck Norris?
What's a Greyhound, Lou?
Oh, you already know. Sure, you
probably
bought stock.
Probably when you bought stock in it.
You never been a Greyhound?
Probably when I...
He has. This guy's got a Greyhound written all over.
When I went to Alabama from Atlanta.
Tell us more.
Joined the Army. Anniston, Alabama.
Stripes.
I was a military police officer. Anniston, Alabama.
You didn't know that this guy used to be a narc, did you?
Oh, he's a bit... For real?
Yeah,
he used to be an MP. Yeah,
super
he used to be a cop in the Army.
Yeah. He put many
but
people.
But I was the most relaxed cop ever.
Think about all the people he put in after-school detention at that place that are going to come back after him one
man,
day.
Man, I was so nice. I was like Andy Griffith on that base.
I bet you were. You were like fucking Barney on that fucking base.
Oh, my Lord. I was never that skinny. I was never that skinny.
Oh. Shazam, Sarge!
Yeah.
Hit them with a little Gomer Pyle routine. They love that shit. Just a little Fuck Norris for everybody.
Shazam. Shazam, Sarge.
Shazam,
that's
Sarge.
That's kind of how you blended the old with the new. I like that.
Yep.
Little collab.
That's how you got to do it,
little
man.
Mashup.
Everybody likes Gomer Pyle. But guess what? My boy Junior has no clue who Gomer Pyle is.
What's that, Game of Powers?
Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle, USMC.
Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, there was a show that was a spinoff from Andy Taylor from Mayberry, right?
Andy Griffin,
right? The Andy Griffin show, Mayberry, which the spinoff from that was Mayberry RP or whatever.
And Taylor's where you shop. Andy Griffith was the show.
And then, so there was this guy on there, a lovable doofus named Gomer Pyle. You ever see the Gomer Pyle episode where he got the payphone, gave him all the money? Like, no. All the change came out of it?
No.
Yeah, and he, like, tried to return it, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. And he felt, like, bad about it, so he just went and put the money back into another. Oh, yeah, it was pretty intense.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it was a black and white black and white show back in the day.
Hell, might as
like
well
back in like Leave It to Beaver days. And
see, what happened was back in the day, they used to have TV shows where they would try to teach you like the right way to do things.
For real?
Yeah, I know. It blows your mind. It's like grown up Sesame Street.
Did it work?
I guess. I mean, think about
Lou
it.
Lou was on the tail end of that.
No, I've seen. Listen, I've seen every bit of it. Every bit of it. Like, name it. My Three Fucking Sons, whatever.
I used to love watching Little Rascals and Abbott Costello.
You know? It Girl, whatever you want to, you know? Whatever. Ironside, Matlock, any way you want to break it and shake it down.
Matlock.
Matlock's based upon an actual lawyer in Atlanta by the name of Bobby Lee Cook, so.
I didn't know that.
That's why I told you.
I won't remember it, but it's cool to know that I know it right now.
Right now, you've got the advantage. Here's the real question. Junior, tell us the funniest thing that you've seen this week.
Shit.
And then, and then after that, we need your answer to if you could get rid of any state in the United States of America, why Florida?
Oh, why Florida? Oh, shit. That's easy. First of all, Florida don't ride with one another, so they don't support one another. So that's the first reason. Florida full of selfish people. That's the second reason. And three, I don't like Florida.
All right. I'm starting to kind of get this vibe that you don't really fuck with Florida. So
I really don't, to be honest.
Am I being perceptive here, or am I just kind
of... Is it all of Florida, or are we just cut off part of the big giant dong that hangs off the United States?
To be honest with you, if I could move to Georgia right now, I would.
What?
To be honest with you.
We'd welcome you with open arms, Junior.
I grew up over there. I used to go to school up there. I used to live in Jonesboro.
What?
You used to live in Jonesboro?
What?
Yeah.
I'm from Riverdale. I'm from Swatch.
I was an MP at Fort Gillum back in the day.
He was there with fucking Gummer Paul.
I was there with Lou's dad. He was a cop, too. Man.
My dad is a cop. But he's a supreme asshole, so we're not going to say anything negative about that guy. Wake up and be in your parking, parked in your goddamn driveway.
Yeah, I know I've been to in Atlanta one time, and I'm going to answer that other question.
Oh, thanks for answering another question.
What was the other question again?
If you could get rid of any.
How did they cram all that gram? I've been trying to get that answer for years. Do you know the answer to that?
What answer was it?
How'd they cram all that gram?
They compressed it.
Really? Is that how honey grams were made, motherfucker?
They compressed it and formed it into the, you know, formation. That.
Are you talking about some Voltron fucking cereal? Why was there not a Voltron
Man,
cereal?
Man, I was just thinking about Voltron on the way over here. It's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, Voltron was the shit.
I don't even know what that is.
Man, that's why we're dropping these fucking little tidbits of knowledge on you.
I thought Voltron, actually, the Voltron character was actually a girl.
What?
The pink lion formed the vagina.
Man, it was all those guys, and they filmed together. It created Voltron. But it wasn't one set motherfucker.
There was a girl, though, right?
Yeah, of course. You have to have a girl. Just a thing.
But she formed the vagina.
It's called demographics. They were all legs and arms. Look, like I love that fucking show. You're like, oh shit, it's time to go, and you shoot down that fucking tunnel, and the tunnel shoots you. You're a fucking lion. Then you shoot across the fucking field. You're all fucking like, fuck you all.
The way that the creature slowly fell apart after
you want to fight, and then all you motherfuckers come together, and you got this monster fucking knife. You could just cut the fucking earth in fucking half. It's the fucking most gangster shit ever.
I liked it when Voltron game? Would. No, I'd like it when Voltron
not a
would.
Goddamn video game, Junior.
It's not like one.
Junior, how old are you?
27. So I don't know. I'm lost. Oh.
Yeah. Were you raised in foster care?
No, I was raised by a Haitian monk.
Is that the same thing? Is that
a Haitian monk?
It's worse.
What kind of monks do you have in Haiti?
I say mom.
Oh. I say, that sounds like a badass right there. Haitian
Let me ask
monk.
You this. Do you know that she's really your mom? Or because I know you. Okay.
You know, sometimes I tell people all the time, are you sure you're not somebody didn't pick you, you know, the wrong person took you from the hospital? Because I be thinking that sometimes. Sometimes you never look at your parents. You be like, are you sure you're my mama?
Well, I just feel like Haiti 30-something years ago may not have the best, you know, logistics system at the hospital. So maybe you did get, maybe you're like puppy.
You were those hurricane babies?
You're like, you came out of a litter, I bet.
Nah, I came out, I came out of, my mom about to go party, and then she went to go pee, and I came out. That's how I came.
You came out your mom's pisser hole?
You were premature then.
No. I was a full fat ass baby.
It's a big pee hole, Junior.
Damn, son, you may want to listen. We may have
this conversation went south real quick.
No, listen, we're gonna have to teach him about history, biography. I just made that word up for you. All right. Biology.
Biology.
Right. We got to give him everything over here. So.
And if Lou's teaching you. You're really fucked.
Nah, listen.
Don't let him ever teach you how to spell. That's the one thing. Or park a car. Drive a car, yes.
Listen to this guy.
Park a car, no.
Spell, hey, Lou, no. Driving? That mad boy, listen.
He can get it. That fucking Lou Mitchum can get it, boy. Let me tell you something.
All I know, the car will go from 0 to 2,000. And he's gone.
I did a couple burnouts in front of a studio or two in Miami. That's a thing.
Trying to keep up with Lou is like trying to keep up with a train. Ain't gonna work. Remember that night, I'm trying to keep up with Lou. I didn't know where he went. All I heard was.
Yeah, weed has the opposite effect on Lou. It's almost like weed's like cocaine to Lou.
And he's normal. He's like, oh, they ain't do shit.
Well, I mean, that's loosely term normal.
Listen,
you can't smoke out of that weed and be normal.
Name.
That's a lot of weed.
I will only do this in legal states that we're talking about, of course. But
yeah,
but
we were talking about it in Florida, but we were actually in Denver and Colorado when that happened.
Listen, and I'm wiping in Cali too, so you know.
Yep.
Look, I shut every. Listen, I don't need to talk about it. I think my record speaks for itself in Miami for all that shit. Second off, if anybody, I'll make a deal with you guys. We'll do this next week. I'll let whoever's on the show next week. I'll let them do trivia versus me versus Norris over here. Not music trivia, any genre, any way we want to do it. And we'll see who ends at the end of this week. We'll see who runs harder. So we don't have to hear these little fucking second-rate comments over here from fucking Trump rally.
Hey, listen, I got a question.
I thought that was my job on the show, was to be second-rate comment. I thought that's what my whole purpose.
Don't you ever fucking doubt my intelligence levels. I'll school all you fuckers.
Hey, I got a question for you, Luke.
Hey, of course.
Who do we win in a rap battle? Donald Trump or Barack Obama?
Of course, the answer would Trump. Be Barack Obama.
In a rap battle?
Yeah, you really think Trump's going to out-rap Obama? I mean, Obama's been listening.
He was damn near rapping today at the coronavirus meeting. Listen. He talks in code sometimes.
You really think Barack Obama would get served by Donald Trump in a freestyle battle?
I think so. You know what?
Oh, God.
I think Donald Trump might actually. I think he might actually take Barack Obama down.
You even tell you why? Y'all ready for this?
Yep.
Hit money it. Talk.
Huh?
Money talk.
Yep.
What do you think he's gonna pay off the judges, and that's how he would win? I already thought about this. It's a no money fucking entry situation. You can't have any finances at all in this whole situation. Now what?
That's convenient.
You know they do it already, right, in this industry.
Listen, you want a fucking good rap battle, give me some good shit. Give me Mr. Rogers versus Bill Cosby. Give me some good shit.
What was the producer battle that, like, broke the internet the other night?
Terry Riley? I literally broke the internet because the internet, like, they broke it physically. Not. Yeah.
Teddy Riley, and who's he up against?
Babyface? Was Babyface, it Riley and Babyface? Right, yeah. How about Cut Chemist throwing down the goddamn gauntlet the other night on the show? Fuck, Norris didn't even listen to the show. That's how much he cares.
Spotify was down.
There's 9 other platforms.
It was down on the table while I was watching Better Call Saul.
Exactly. Dedication to erections. Right now, Miami, what's the temperature? If I was out there doing burnouts in front of the studio, what am I looking at?
It'll be at least, shit, I'm kind of backwards, man. I've been locked in this room. 71?
71 down there?
That sounds nice.
Is that cold? I don't know.
That sounds nice.
It's pretty gangster. Gotta like it.
I've been inside a house.
I believe it.
Let me see some. Shoot
you. Junior, you see Heavy Doe down there?
No, I haven't seen Heavy Doe in...
Shout out to Heavy Doe.
Yeah, I ain't seen my boy in a long time.
Beating the flesh-eating virus. Then you roll. Then you rolled right into another virus.
Bro, that got crazy, man.
It's going to be the year of the virus for Heavy Doe.
Hey, y'all ain't the only one. Listen, I'm thinking... I've been in quarantine since last year.
Okay. What? Like, do you have something on your ankle? How were you in quarantine since last year? What'd you do?
Bad relationship caused you to go through hell mentally.
I got a lot of people calling me about that.
Listen, that
shout out to people that don't want me to shout out to them right now.
Shout out to the single people. You know what I'm saying?
What's shaking, Big Lou?
Polly Stacks.
Holy shit, it's Polly Stacks.
Oh, snap.
Polly Stacks on the attack.
Polly Stacks, Fuck Norris wanted me to
thanks
tell
for,
you that he
thanks
could,
for standing in and doing a great job while I was out, Polly Stacks. You're the man.
No sweat, buddy.
Fuck Norris. Fuck Norris said he could school your ass in trivia.
I never said that. Rewind the tape.
Not
go back.
Trivia.
I would
he
never. I would never claim
he,
to be Polly Stacks.
He said Polly Stacks specifically.
Stock options,
that's
I could
my
probably
final
address
answer.
Him on. I could take him on stock
final
options.
Answer.
Stock options, I could take him on, but that's probably about it.
That is the final answer. Polly Stacks, we got Junior in Miami. If you want to know anything about Miami right now, just ask Junior. He's on the line.
How you doing? How you doing?
What's going on down there, Junior?
Nothing much. We just locked in four walls.
Which is exactly what he's been doing for a year, apparently, because
he was
is
training for 9 months for this last 3 months. He knew it was coming
what?
Before anybody.
Listen, I feel like I'm not alone no more. I'm like, everybody joining me. Like, what's up?
You're like the Rocky Balboa of quarantines. You've been
what?
Training for 9 months.
Listen, I've been training for
so you're
time.
Saying you're always in a constant state of weight gain?
Oh, no, I lost a lot of weight. I lost over 60 pounds.
Yeah, but that was different.
Holy shit.
That wasn't because of any specific healthy thing that you were doing, sir. We're not going to say what you were doing on all your meth diet, but let's just say I don't think it's healthy.
Nah, I ain't
thanks
healthy.
For not saying anything about my boy's challenges, Lou.
Oh, I didn't bring him up. Polly, what do you think about the fact that Jibber Jaws was a TV show?
That what was the TV show?
Jibber Jaws. Do you remember Jibber Jaws?
I'm going to Google that.
You don't remember Jibber Jaws? How the fuck do you remember Jibber Jaws?
I don't remember Jibber Jaws.
Somebody bring up Jibber Jaws.
I remember the name Jibber Jaws.
You never watched the damn Saturday
if I
show?
See, if I see it, I'll
about the
go,
shark
yeah.
that goes, blah, 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 talks real fast, all gibbery.
I mean, I wouldn't watch that for very long if you sounded like you.
Bro, it was a fucking A1 situation. What about the snorkels? Guys,
oh, yeah.
Snorkels?
Oh, yeah, snorkels.
Fraggle Rock. Let me ask you this.
Fraggle Rock, yep.
So the things that they were building with Fraggle Rock, which were the like see-through crystals or whatever, like what the fuck was really going on with Fraggle Rock? Was that a drug show?
They were building meth. It was meth.
How about Dark Crystal? How about that fucking movie?
That movie was weird.
That
movie was like hand job with a sock weird, you know? Yeah,
the Fraggles were in a meth lab, and Dark Crystal was about some dark meth.
There's a correlation. There's obviously yeah. like
you know what you know all goes back to
suppliers.
Jim Henson. God, you beat me to it. I was about to say Jim Henson.
Yeah, that's because Polly is a trivia
that's
guy.
How I did that. Well, I study mind reading on the internet.
That is true. You are a mind reader.
They got that on the internet now. I'll have to check that out.
I think Junior died. Junior, did you die?
No, I'm alive.
Okay. No, you fucking made him reminisce all the hard times he's going through. Now he's in a state of like a
listen,
depression.
Listen, please do
there.
Not commit suicide on the podcast. This would be fucking horrible.
Okay. Junior, pick a number between 1 and 10. Don't tell me.
Oh,
you ready?
Shit. He's about to David
Blaine
him.
What?
Yep.
You wrong.
That just happened.
Nice.
Boom.
Polly
Junior.
Stacks
Boom.
With the fucking win right there. Nice. That's impressive. That's some Chris
Thanks,
Angel
buddy.
Mindfuck right there, buddy. Is that a nice. That's a trick you should teach us.
Here, we'll do it again. Ready,
next
Lou?
Next thing you know, he's going to do card tricks over there.
I'm going with...
Lou, don't tell me.
Okay.
Seven.
It actually was.
That was mine. Mine was seven.
That was super fucked
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
I think seven was my first, and then 12 was my second.
Perfect, dude.
Damn.
So, like, you know what I'm saying?
You are psycho. I mean, psychic. It is fucking proven. So.
Thanks, dude.
No, you're welcome. Oh, hell. Why am I... Why are you thinking me? I'm thinking you. You're the psychic. Why don't you tell me about the future? What do you see? What do you see Junior doing tomorrow?
Yeah, what you see me doing tomorrow? I want to know.
Why don't you miss Cleo this motherfucker?
Wake up at about,
he made it easy
Junior's
for you.
Junior's going to get up around 10:30, and then he's going to have a big fat Blunsky, and then try to figure out the rest of the afternoon from there.
Damn, you just called that pretty hardcore. All right, let's see how good you really are.
I think he's probably going to wake up.
Here, tell me what Silas is going to be doing tomorrow. Let's see how good you really are.
Silas.
Fuck Norris. What's fuck Norris going to be doing? And let's just not say golf because we know that's a given. After he's done with golf, what will he be doing?
He will be going near a body of water for lunch.
That sounds fucking exciting right there.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking
so
forward
of
to
course there's fucking water at the golf course, and then there's always the little golf fucking cafe. So good job on that one, Polly, using your fucking mad skills of observation.
Polly.
I told you not to use the golf course, and you went right to a golf course situation.
Polly, the layup stacks.
Polly, I don't play golf.
Polly, he used his fucking psychic powers to cheat, bro. What asshole.
What's Lou going to be doing tomorrow, Polly? Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I know this one.
Here
I know
go.
This one too.
Red. We're going to go with red. Long walks on the beach, horses, and cars.
We're doing Xantar now.
Just fucking with you.
And cars.
Purple.
Damn it. You got that
How'd
one
you
right
get my
too.
Color? God. You're on fire tonight, Polly.
Listen.
26.
Norris,
18,
Norris says.
7, 34.
That is Norris's fucking. That's Norris's dimensions.
That's my birthday.
And he only smokes purple.
Man, this is great. This is going great.
Damn, Xantar. Polly Xantar stacks. If you want to find
right.
Polly, you may be able to locate him on the boardwalk in New Jersey. Otherwise,
oh, shit.
Otherwise, no.
The Corona the Walk.
Yeah, otherwise, where the movie Big was filmed. So.
That's right.
We're going to shove
Polly. Do you have one of those big keyboards you jump on at the house? Make music?
Oh, did you know Polly's one of the best keyboard players in the city?
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Does he have one that he can play with his feet like on Big?
Probably, because he's Polly. But he's an amazing musician. And he is a impersonator of the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. And we all know that guy's name.
What?
Yep. Led Zeppelin guy.
Most of us know it.
I've done some Zeppelin tribute stuff in the band before, and it's really fun.
That's kind of bold, isn't it? That's bold.
That's
right there.
The hardest guy to come. Like, if you're gonna go impersonate some shit, that's the way to do it. Because normally,
Peter Gabriel.
I don't really vibe with cover bands because I think that they don't really have any talent because you're just playing someone else's shit.
They really don't.
But I like that, Junior. But. It's a different situation when you see Polly Stacks get up there and sing the Moon Crickets. What was the name of your band? UFO Assassins or whatever? What was the name of the band?
The Zeppelin tribute was a Zeppelica, like replica, but with a Z, Zeppelica.
How long did it take you guys to figure that one out?
That was my doing. I was like, man, you know what? Trying to find five-letter names, .coms and stuff like that. Just playing around with letter words, you know.
Junior's an amazing producer out of Miami, Polly Stacks. You guys should collab on a track. You guys should do a children's book.
Well, that's going to sell.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be like, any, mini, money, mo.
Sounds like a Mike Tyson endorsement.
Junior does have a little Tyson vibe.
He's got a little Tyson
list.
Just tiny one. Just a tiny one.
Do like a stoner book.
Oh, that's
going to
sell.
Yeah.
It's
going to Polly, I want to see your stoner's children's book.
You just need to say that and just coin that right there. Oh, that's going to sell. That's a winner right there.
I need you to do my producer fucking tag for me with your lisp.
That's gonna fail.
Big Lou made this.
I will kill your children.
What kid you told him?
Big Lou on the butt.
He said that big in the interview one time. He goes, "I'm invincible. I'm indiscriminate. I will kill your children."
He probably would too. I love Tyson. Shout out to Tyson. I would never disrespect
you. Children.
No, that
love
hurt.
But
Junior did.
Pretty funny.
Hey, listen, the ones with no bass, you should be afraid of, because you don't know when they mad.
The guys with no bass.
Right. Yeah. Don't I speak on their tongue? You say I ain't got no bass in my voice.
Oh, I thought you meant guys that had no bass in their car. I was like,
Oh no, you're right about that. You don't have a lot of bass.
Because
in your voice.
You have to compensate for it. Like, those guys that have squeaky voices or whatever,
yeah,
they gotta compensate.
Yeah, you know you can know what time it is.
That sounded kind of intimidating.
Hey, you got her number?
All right, that sounds creepy right there. You went from intimidating to creepy.
Yeah, Junior. Why did you do that?
You sound like Senior when
one
you did
way
that.
Out.
Yeah, Polly, give him
just
some.
Just when you thought. Go ahead.
Give him some voiceover lessons, Polly.
Talk to me.
Summer 6 supplies. He's over details. All good while supplies last. Not available in all areas.
Shit.
Do Applebee's for us.
I don't know about Applebee's, but
the all-new Acura RL with 300 horsepower, real-time traffic alerts, and the most advanced all-wheel drive system. The all-new Acura RL, leading other luxury sedans far behind you. Visit Acura.com.
That's how long ago Paulie did voiceovers with the Acura RL was out.
Hey.
Yeah, the RL.
Nah, he did recent voiceovers.
What about McDonald's?
Yeah, that's just one I hadn't.
Polly, look, this guy's all over the place. He does music.
Man,
he does movie.
The whole McDonald's menu in like one sentence.
Yeah,
remember
movie.
That fucking shit from a long time ago?
Yeah, who's that guy? Who's the guy that talked real fast that got a lot of work during
Micro Machine guy?
Micro Machines, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Micro Machine guy. I'm sure you believe you understand what Jesus said, but I'm not sure you realize what you heard is not what I meant.
You should be a rapper, Polly Stacks.
Polly Stacks is that fast. Does that mean I'm stupid?
That's a really open-ended question, and out of respect for you, since you haven't been here a couple days, we're gonna not answer that.
Wow, thanks.
I'm gonna
is this the take it easy on me?
I'm gonna defer to Junior on this one.
You gonna defer to next podcast?
He's going to defer.
No, what I said, Junior, was a lot of times when I go to keep up with some of the rappers and sing along, I can't spit it out so quick, so sometimes I feel stupid.
You just gotta mumble it. They don't say nothing anyways.
I mumble it. I never thought about that. Thanks, Junior.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's always when you don't have the word.
Mm-hmm.
So how about tomorrow? Have we talked about tomorrow in Atlanta?
That's interesting. What's gonna happen in Atlanta?
I'd hate to be at a nail salon tomorrow in Atlanta.
Listen, you're gonna see toes looking like
Oh my gosh. They're gonna...
Talons. You know there's some scary looking women that are going to be
fucking wildebeest.
People are going to bring talons into
fucking
it.
Fucking wildebeest coming out of the woods.
I'm going to need my talons done. How the fuck?
Bitch, get your nails done.
Who the fuck over here laughing sounds like a fax machine? Damn, hey. Stacks.
Jesus.
It's the perfect time for every girl to take a selfie right now.
Jesus.
Very sexy.
Yeah, you know that's not going to happen.
Yeah, this will be the best time for you to find a new wife, Junior. Now you
what?
See what they
say
all really
again.
Look. Now
what,
you can see what they
Junior?
All look like really like.
Yeah, their true identity.
You can see.
They're gonna look like the fucking Walking Dead.
You can see what their mom
look like.
Looks like now.
The Walking Dead, filmed live on Friday tomorrow in Atlanta.
Oh, the weaves are falling out.
You see,
I want to know what the over under is on virus.
There's
going to
be some type of physical altercation that's going to be caught by the news tomorrow.
It'll be
like a girl with her nails grown out real crazy, and another bitch that's like wanting her extensions, and they can't fight for the seat fast enough. You know.
Let me tell you the greatest thing that you could have in these scenarios. I just want you guys.
Or it'll
to
be
know.
An Asian. It'll be an Asian yelling at a.
You know, at least to hit my chair.
Your toenail ripped leather so long.
You try.
Never underestimate
your
the power
leather.
Of a drunk.
You pay now.
You pay now. No.
$5.99. You have penny?
Tired of your excuses, bitch. Get out my store.
Damn, you guys went hard on all that.
That was a shout out to Jedi.
And listen, ain't no Chinese people down here in Miami that own nail shop gonna get any clientele. To be honest.
But listen, man,
you guys are killing it with the racism
coming out there. Some scary chicks gonna be wandering in the salons tomorrow for sure.
Well,
it'll be like the people of Walmart.
As I always say, I'd like to just reiterate how much I love everybody in this universe. I'm just one race, the human race, and I love y'all.
Hey, y'all know what's so crazy? Atlanta and Miami is two different places. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, they get a lot
of common. I got some reasons why. Well, first off, the geography. They're thousands of miles apart, hundreds of miles apart, actually. They're spelled differently. They're in two other places. But anyway, what do you got?
Don't go after Junior.
Yeah. What do you got?
He's a guest.
What do you got? Bring it, Junior.
He's
what do you got?
Guest.
What do you got?
A guest.
Bring it, son. Your mom called. Hey, your mom just called.
He's not very hospitable.
Your mom said, bring that shit.
Oh, you forgot. That's Lou woman right there. Remember Lou? My mom's your woman. You're my daddy, man.
That is true. My nickname Papa Lou. That's what they call me. That's what he calls me. Pops. Seriously.
Calls you Pops?
Yeah, because I get so much shit done and I take care of everybody down there. They just call me Pops.
Papa Lou.
Can't help it.
Hey, now let me.
Why are you giving me these looks? You should be proud of me. You should be like, you did a lot of good things to help these people, these special people. It's a write off one day.
I've helped a lot of people myself.
Oh, now he's talking about him.
Charity.
No one gives a fuck about what you're talking about, Norris.
Now, let me tell y'all. So listen to this.
Norris just wants leverage.
That's
so he
good.
Can take
leverage,
your house
listen.
In the fucking end of times.
Listen, leverage is important. That's one thing I started learning.
I come from the streets with the biggest gang around. We're called the landlords.
What? They're them landlords, boy.
The landlords. Biggest gang in the country.
Not the biggest gang. The police are the biggest gang in the country.
Now, the police is because I, when I was in Atlanta as a JIT, they pulled my cousin over. This man, black people don't listen.
Do you remember the time that you taped? Remember the time you taped crystal meth to
racist
Silas's
comment number
rapper?
12 here for the show.
Listen,
black people don't listen.
I'm the blackest person here right now. Okay.
I don't know.
Black people don't listen.
I don't know. Pauly Stocks is a little bit tan himself.
Now I'm burnt.
That's right.
Stick up for Pauly yourself,
Racks.
Pauly.
Pauly Racks.
Don't let him say that he's more tan than you.
Racks on stacks on stacks.
That's right.
Anyway, tell us more. Are you wearing a wife beater right now, Junior?
Not it's a white shirt. You know I lost so much weight. So like
yeah, you can only wear white shirts now. You're like the black French Montana, I guess, right?
Nah, I say more like, what's his name?
Kool-Aid
DJ
Man?
Khaled? More like DJ Khaled.
You're the black DJ Khaled?
Because DJ Khaled always wore a white shirt.
That is true. That is the correlation that you guys both have. You do look. Yeah, I'll give you that one. I'm going to give you that layup.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Free throw.
Now, but let me ask you a question. If I ever been to. Okay, have you ever been to a nail shop in Atlanta?
Of course. We're Americans. We hang out with ladies.
Have you ever gotten your nails done, Lou, at a nail salon?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shoot.
All right. Follow up question, Junior.
Cool question, Junior. What was the question? Have we ever been to a? Was that just a question? Have we ever been to a nail salon?
Did you have more than that, or?
No, it's more than that. Okay, so.
Okay.
You see,
let's go to part two.
Okay, Atlanta Chinese people own hair salon. I mean, like hair stores. And
I don't know if they're Chinese. I think they're Vietnamese.
And then in my
I'm staying
over
out
there,
of
this.
Staying out of the racism.
Listen, in Miami, Chinese people own nails, but in Atlanta, it's the opposite way
around. Wait a minute, they own nails.
The nail shops, like you know, the Chinese people, they good at nails, but in Atlanta, it's the
what else are they good at, Junior? They're just baiting you.
You know what they're good
what
at.
What else? What else are they good at?
Shit, they
eating
listen,
bats.
Eating bats. What else? Doing some OGs, all type of sex parties and shit.
Really?
What?
Where do you get your information there, Haitian persuasion?
Y'all never watch Chinese porn?
I got a question for y'all.
Thanks, yeah. Stacks. Stacks
so
for the win.
Save
it, Stacks.
If you could choose only one song to play every time you walk into a room for the rest of your life, what would it be? you know. Like when they walk out on the basketball court, they're always playing a tune for the players or something. What would be your song?
Like your plate music?
Yeah, you know, walking out, here I am, fucking.
I'm gonna go with Fuck You from Damage Plan.
Nice.
How about you?
I'd probably go with Shoot the Thrill, AC/DC.
What about you, little Junior?
I'm thinking hard.
I know, that's a I'm deep one, maybe right?
I'm thinking maybe the Humpty Dance from Digital Underground.
That's going to be your song?
That's a good one.
I love
that's
that song.
That's a brilliant pick, mate.
I love that song.
Impressive.
I can't think.
All right.
Well, mine got to have a lot of girls in every room I come. They got to come with girls.
Every room you come? What does that even mean? Is that some...
So pretty much my theme got to come with...
Is that a nod to This Is The End? You're going to come all over everybody's everything? Is that what's going to happen here?
Not come.
Listen, you know. This is what needs to happen, all right? You know what time it is.
Your whale come.
All right, listen.
Are we racing right
now? Listen, kids, you racist kids. It's trivia time, okay?
We were just playing their name.
We know how this goes, you racists. We're going to play the song. Norris is going to try to figure it out. After he shits the bed, one of you guys are going to come
in. You're the one that drives fast, so you're the racist because you drive fast.
That is true. Racing. That is true.
Racing with Lou and Silas.
Yeah, we were talking about racing earlier. Anyway, so let's go with this first song. And this is going to be a super easy one. Because this is how... challenge the past. Yeah, exactly.
I love Alexa, ads. Tell me the song he's playing.
That's an ad for Valtrex. So.
Well, Alexa, tell me what song Lou is about to play.
All right, you guys don't say nothing. Let little Bobby Jenkins figure it out over here.
And cause.
Oh, shit. Bobby Jenkins with 1 point.
Very nice.
Who's the artist, ding, ding, Jenkins? Ding,
ding. What's his name? I can picture him.
What is his name?
Don't say his fucking name, guys, or I'm going to ban you from the fucking show.
Say his name.
You say his name, you're banned from the fucking show.
You banned. You go now. You banned.
Yeah, you banned. You go come back no more.
No soup for you.
No more.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Who is it? Come on,
finish
Norris.
Your bat and leave.
Get your fried bat and tell me who the fuck this is.
Oh, fuck. I can picture him. It's pencil head.
Give me 10 seconds. We asked the guy at the restaurant what was in the mixed vegetables, and he goes, all different kinds mixed together.
With that.
Come on.
We're like, okay, that
come
was
on.
Helpful.
Give me the fucking answer.
Answer now.
Answer now.
You answer now.
Now.
What's the answer?
Can we tell him?
Yes. Paulie Stacks, go. Paulie can tell him.
The Gary Newman.
Gary fucking Newman.
Yeah, I know damn
it's Gary Newman.
I mean, I got the song.
No, Junior, I thought you were going to pull in on that one. I knew you knew it, Junior. You're a historian.
That was the real answer. You got the song right, so you get the majority of the points on
he
that.
He gets
that
one fucking point. Plus, he gets five. Right. He has five bonus points, by the way, for people
can
on the last two.
Bonus points, like at the arcade, to get cool stuff?
Yeah, he's building these points up, and after he hits a certain level, we're going to give him rewards.
Weird Science?
Okay.
Give him a Chinese woman.
Weird Science?
It's called something science. Blinding Me with Science?
She blinded me with science. Who is the artist? He's got 1 point, folks. He's on a fucking roll.
The dude from the last song?
Really? In the whole time we've ever done this.
Very close.
Come on, man.
Peter Gabriel. No. Go with my Peter Gabriel song.
I'll give you a hint.
Science.
Surround man, almost sound.
Dolby?
Yep.
What's his first name?
Yes, very nice. The name of your
Terrence
favorite train.
Trent Dolby?
Thomas Dolby.
Oh, I wouldn't remember that.
Little Tommy Dolby.
Yeah. Science.
Okay.
Silas. You blinded me with Silas.
You got 2 points.
I'm fucking on
two
a roll,
points,
mate.
Core, dude.
I mean, I'm calling the songs like right off the rip. I just don't know who's singing.
2 point Shakur.
I know.
Well,
he's killed it.
2 point Shakur. That was good.
That's a good one.
Thanks, man. Hit us with another
Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation
classic.
Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation. What racist comment?
Static
Nuts. Say next.
Oh my God. Come on, Silas Marner.
Yes, we all hear this song.
It's, the artist is Julian from Amphion. Amadeus. Isn't it Amadeus? Rock
yes.
Me Amadeus.
Yes. 1 point.
Try
just tell me who did it. Junior.
Julian from Amphion.
Damn it, it wasn't him. It's before his time.
Hint, give him the hint is almost the name of the dog in The Flying Dog and Never Ending Story. Almost.
He ain't going to get that. He barely can remember That's what he almost. Ate for fucking breakfast. What do you have for breakfast, Norris?
Rise up, rise
I
up.
I don't
That's
remember.
Rise up. Hey, dude. Rise up is the hint.
Falcons?
Pretty close.
Be black.
No,
he's dead.
Thanks, Junior.
He's dead. He's dead. That's all I can tell you.
But he's black, though.
No, he's not.
This guy doesn't sound black at all. He sounds.
He's
thanks, Junior, for
sounds, the side of the
he's, you can actually sound, hear right. The Scandinavian.
Polly, tell
voice.
Him who it is so we can be done with this.
Falco. His name was Falco.
Oh.
Falco? I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I know you got this song. One. This is a definitely a Fuck Norris kind of song.
Who's watching?
I mean, I've gotten all three songs already. That's a pretty good improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, you're killing it. By design. What?
This is a pretty dope tune, actually.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Good call, Big Lou.
Welcome.
This is the only kind that Lou makes are good ones.
Hey, so you're the mix?
What'd you say?
The Eurythmics?
Yes, it's the Eurythmics.
You know, I've never heard this song before.
Really, Junior, that's
Justin
not blowing
Bieber.
My mind.
This is Justin Bieber.
And I ain't no Justin Bieber.
No, Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin.
The keyboards are on point.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't know.
Watching me. Yeah. I know that song now.
Michael Jackson?
You know that voice, right?
Yeah, I know that voice.
Michael Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson.
That is, that's him singing that part.
Yeah, I passed. I don't know. But I heard the song before, though.
But that was Michael Jackson, right?
That was him singing in that part. He paid him, like, a small amount of money and didn't really, And it made the song a hit for a very little bit of money.
That's crazy.
Well, since no one's going to get it, Polly, come in here and get this man his points.
Rockwell.
Da, 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 da.
Rockwell.
Da, 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 da.
Rockwell.
Rockwell.
That's right, dude.
Folks.
He rocks so well.
What? Tell me it's not true. That's not the ending credits, is it, for the podcast?
It goes by so fast when you, Son when, of you a have, bitch. When you have Polly Stax and Junior together.
When you're having
remember
fun.
Remember that song that Eddie Murphy did? That was funny.
Yeah. All my girl wants to do is party all the time.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Well, look, you guys party, got you guys got Fuckasaurus Neck for the blah, 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 Fuckasaurus Rex. Fuckasaurus.
Until next time.
With fuck a
on behalf of fucking Junior Team Voltron.
Yeah.
On behalf of
Super Asshole Big Lou.
I'm Polly Stax signing off. See you tomorrow night.
That sounds like a black and white film right there.
You know what
thank you, America. Right? Thanks for joining us on.
Yeah, see, we're gonna be off the air soon, see? We're gonna come back tomorrow night, same time, see?
And then we love everybody, you know. I'm hitting a Lou.
Way to finish it out, Junior.
Yeah, Junior. Thanks for not getting sued. Peace, biatch.